left up on base on base discussing the sugya of animals. But the Mishnah tells us in all the cases of barayos, but if in the case of yinso animus, sort of say here, why exactly is that true? Very, very simply, as Tosos comments, that constitutes a kedushei dos. That means that the issues was never chal, the original issues of the deceased brother. And if that really is the case, in such an instance, we don't have any instance of tzara serva. The whole kedushin is considered to be paka. If the case turns out that she's an islandess, a get is not necessary, poshut shat, even midrabanan, a get is not necessary at all. And that's simply the meaning of the Mishnah in and of itself. Islandess who constitutes a kedushei dos. So Tosus is bothered when you look in the Braisa and Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Somehow it seems that this is not the case at all. Because the Braisa there tells us the following, a katan or ktana, lo kodsim v'lo miyabim. Chalitza cannot be done by a katan or ktana. We'll have to see that sugya at length, but the Gemara tells us a chiddush, because ish, ksiv v'parsha. The Pasuk says, lo yachpos ha'ish. Ish is prat l'katan. And makshina isha le'ish, and this is true when it comes to her as well. Rashi points out the hekesh, kufei mabeis, yavinto, means that the Torah says what is true of him is true of her as well. And we didn't discuss, yes, but Rabbi Chanan, the Kovet Sa'aris, and Simen Samachav, Simen Ayinvav, at length, why do you need a Xeris HaKosef to tell us that a katan or a ketana is incapable of chalitza? Isn't that obvious? Why is Xeris HaKosef deed necessary? We'll see. But for our purpose, the Braisa says that there is no yibum. Why is it in the case of a ketana there's no yibum? Because we're concerned. Shemet timotzei ayinus. Do you really have to be concerned with that possibility, that seemingly remote possibility? Yeah, after all, the Bala member of the Braisa is Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir is Chayish the Miyuta. So therefore, that possibility of Shemet timotzei ayinus is real, and therefore, that explains Emiyan. If that's all the Braisa would say, that, you know, we're not going to allow evil to take place because Shemet timotzei ayinus, okay. That's the Shita Rabbi Meir, Chayish the Miyuta. And I understand that there are some unanswered questions. What's difficult is the next line, the nimtze pogin ba'erva. Why is that the reason? I would have said something differently, that after all, there's a concern, maybe she'll be an animus. What's the concern? You know what, that if she is not, chances are she's not, that's a mitzvah rabba of evil. Okay, go on then. No? If she turns out to be an islandess, you know what I would have said? That's kedushei dos. So it turns out she was never married to the deceased brother. If she was never married to the deceased brother, so now if a maisa bi occurs, you know what? They're not brother-in-law and sister-in-law. But that is not a bi of yibum. That's not a bi of ishus. You know what I would have suggested? Well, that itself is a problem. No? So you have a maisa bi. What is this? What is it yibum or is it not? We don't know. If she is a typical woman, it's yibum. You know what the result of yibum is? Nas tiski isha l'chodava. Now they're married, they're husband and wife. If it was kedushei tos, you know what? Then that was not true. This was not yibum. They're not married. They're not husband and wife. You know, that alone is problematic. No, we don't know what is the relationship between these two people. Are they married? Are they not married? So if the Braisa simply would say that, you know what? Don't do yibum because we don't know what the outcome of the maisa bi is going to be. Is it Yibum? Are they married? Is it not Yibum? And they're not married? That would have been fine. The difficulty is that the Braisa says, because Nimsu Pogin Be'erva, that is the problem. Erva? There's no possibility of an Issa Erva. No, that's what troubles the Rishonim. Erva? That's the problem. Arayos? What do you mean? That if it turns out that she's a typical woman, chances are she will be, that's a mitzvah, the Raisa of Yibum. And it's not, it's a case of Kedushei Tos. So there's no Isser ever whatsoever. But an Isser of Eishasach, there is no Eishasach. That's a case of Kedushei Tos. So why would the Braisa say the reason to avoid this is because of the possibility of Gili Arayos? This certainly is not Gili Arayos. It doesn't mean I would suggest it. I would still tell you not to do it because we don't know what the effect of Yavama Yavala would be. Are you married? Are you not married? But I wouldn't call that Gili Arayos. That is the Kasha of Rishonim. Seemingly, Pogin be'erva means Pogin be'erva. There's a tzad of arayos. Tosfos says b'manusha. There's no iser of arayos whatsoever. So we started to discuss Rabbi Nutam. Rabbi Nutam says this, that you know what? We assume, of course, that islands is considered to be kedushetos. That's clear. But what happens in a case of kibil, alav abal? What happens if, you know what, he recognizes, he curved the kibil. He recognizes this. There is a maisa kedushin which is done, and explicitly, I want this kedushin to be chal categorically, even if timatza island is. You can't say that's a kedushetos. Oh, now I understand very well. So you know what? If it turns out that she is a typical woman, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa of yibum. If it turns out that that's not true, you know what? She's married to the deceased brother, but there is no mitzvah of yibum because, daf yibayz, asher teled, prat malinus. There is no mitzvah of yibum when it comes to, there's no mitzvah of yibum b'chi ha'gavna. That's nisr of eshes ach. That's nisr of gilei arayos. That's exactly the pshat and brais of ki'ilu pogin. So that's the chiddush of Rabbi Natan, that yes, we consider islandness to be kedushei talos, v'med dvar mamurim in hastam. But if kibul of habal, obviously it's not kedushei talos, they're married without a mitzvah yibum, and that is the iser erva of eshesav. Well, okay, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Natan. What is the, so to speak, weakness of the shita of Rabbi Natan? Okay, well, number one, again, the teretz is nukim. You know what? You have to assume that our mission is going to stop. Okay, that's reasonable. But that whole sugya and the Samach Aleph is talking about a case of Shekibolah. Is that or is that not somewhat doubtful to say that, you know what? That case is referring to specifically where the husband was willing to go through the issues despite the fact that she could ever become an Ionist. Rabbi Kevager points out that further problem. The Gemara says, how does this fit with the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer? Because Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and says, Ketanya, Misev Emes. You know what the problem is? The Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer is also Chayesh Lemiyuta. Wait, if Rabbi Eliezer is Chayesh Lemiyuta, and therefore he will consider the fact that, you know, maybe indeed she will become an islandist, so how can Rabbi Eliezer say, Ketanya, Misev Emes? You know what the answer of Korabin Atam should be? Why is that difficult whatsoever? Of course, Ketanya Misev Emes, Mimonoshach. Either because it's a mitzvah of Yibam or it's a Kedushei Taos. The Gemara said that, you know what, Rav Meir, we have to peg Rav Meir into a very limited scenario. Kibel, you have to say that according to Rabbi Eliezer also. And that's the stira. The Gemara's not such a stira. Rabbi Eliezer is Chayesh Lamiyuta. How in the world can he allow the possibility of Misya Bemis? The answer is Iman of Shah. So why is that even considered to be a kash at all? Who says Rabbi Lezer is dealing with the same fact set as Rabbi Meir? Because Rabbi Meir is only Bamed Ramamurim, Achamayaskina, in a case of Kibolah. That's Rabbi Kibigas Kasha. The Rachman answers as follows. When Rabbi Lezer said his chiddush, the Ketan Misya Bemis, wasn't there a chiddush? You mean it was just self-evident? Because Miman of Shah. It must have been with an element of a chiddush. You know what the element of chiddush is? According to Rabbi Natan, kibbalah. Even in a case of kibbalah, why? Because Hoshav Shah, Rabbi Eliezer, is not concerned with the possibility that she'll become an Ionis. And that's the kasha of the Gemara. Why? Rabbi Eliezer also is chayish lemiyuta. Why is Rabbi Eliezer not concerned? Rabbi Meir was concerned. Because if you're going to say that the whole chiddush Rabbi Meir was in a case where low kibbalah, why is that a chiddush? Maybe it sounds like a chiddush that Ketana Misya Bemes, but when you look at it, Mimonoshach, there should not be any problem with. So Rechaner writes, that's why the Gemara assumed that the same fact set that governs Rabbi Meir, governs Rabbi Lezer, and that's why the Gemara indeed raised the kasha. Okay. Maybe another possibility. And that was Rabbeinu Avraham. What we have here in Tosos and that Beis, Amud Beis. Very, very simply. One could argue as follows. Is islandness considered to be a case of kedushei taos? Yes, but, in a case of hikir b'hikir, if, you know what, he was aware, and he objected, dafka hikir b'hikir, then it's considered to be a case of kedushei taos. So that's exactly our Mishnah. If you have a case that it looks like Saras Erva, but what do you mean that this woman turned out to be an islandist? And hikir v'hikvid, so then Sarasehim Mutaros. And obviously, that is not the case on Da Samach Aleph. And Daf Samachal, we're talking about a case of Hikar v'Hikbid. We're talking about a case of Iktana, Iktana. Eino misyabemis v'shemetimotze. Shemetimotze islandis. That's not a case where Hikar v'Hikbid. Hikar v'Hikbid. Right here and now, it was not that Joan Oshie was an islandist. And the first husband died. The first husband died. We're talking about projecting what could possibly happen in the future. So in that particular case, then you cannot argue that that's an instance of Kedushei Taos. Oh, so that fits in very, very well. So our Gemara is clearly talking about a case where it is known, it's part of the fact set, Nimsis Islandis, meaning Hikar Hikbid, and obviously that's not the case on the Samachalik, we're talking about a man who dies while his wife is considered to be a ketana. We're not talking about a case whatsoever. It means la'achar misa. All of a sudden now, lo and behold, it's discovered that the wife is considered to be an islandess. Well, so that sounds like a wonderful teretz. The difficulty our Tosfos points out, it's against the Tosefta. It's against the first Tosefta, Paragala Falachalik. Because there the Tosefta says the following. You know what? So we're saying our mutaros ben shemitzei sanes v'chayi habal. That's good. That's our case. Chayi habal, but ben la'achar moso. Ben la'achar moso. Even la'achar moso tzarasa mutaros. La'achar moso tzarasa mutaros. How can that be a case of hikir? Hikir. We're talking about. It turned out that after he died, years later, we find out that you know what? She was an islandess. That's mufurish in Tosefta. So that really is true, that compromises the Teretz. So the Tosus, Chan Mikamai, Daf Yud Beis and Aleph, says not necessarily, not necessarily. You know what? Clearly, clearly it was determined she was an islandess later. But does that mean Hikbid? Ainul Hikbid? One could argue as follows. You know what? There was a Gilui Das, even while the brother was alive, that he was not interested at all in marrying a woman who would be an islandess. Eino chinami nimsei islandess la'achar misoso, but the kpeda was expressed even before. And that's the meaning of the Tosefta, of ben la'achar moso. If hikbid b'chayav, and nimsei islandess la'achar moso, that's true. But eino chinami if lo hikbid at all, in such a case we wouldn't say that that's true. So that's what Tosfos Chan Mikamai on the daf writes, in order to avoid that kasha from the Tosef. But we started now to discuss. The Shana Melech points out that there is still a hidden chiddush in the Shita of Rabbeinu Avram, which would explain why other Rishonim don't just simply say that's the simple case, where here it's known and there it is not known. Here it's known, Hikar v'Hikbid, and of Samachalev, that is not the case. Let's assume, for example, okay, it is not known. It is not known. Okay, it's not known. So how can you say it's a Kedushei Taos if it's not? The following. Wait a second. What exactly is the concern? What's the concern of Nimseis Pogin Be'erva? What exactly is the concern? So very, very simply, you have to put together a couple of stakos in order to express a concern. You have to say the following. You know what? This is only a concern, A, im nimseis islandis. Im nimseis islandis. Which is not islandis, it's no concern. That's a mitzvah d'arayis of evil. So the only concern is im nimseis islandis. Right? That's a suffix. Here I will tell you, you know what? There's a likelihood she's not an islandis. Okay, chayish lamiyuta. Okay, there's a miyut. There's a miyut, that's true. Nimseis islandis. But clearly, that's in doubt. Even if she turns out to be an islandess, islandess is Kedushei Taos. Oh no, you have to couple that with another possibility. You know what? And if the husband would know that she's an islandess, he would be okay with that. He'd be okay with that. That's called Kibel. Kibel. Wow. So in order for there to be a Rayos without the mitzvah of Yibum, you know what that means? Number one, nimtzis islandess. Number two is Kibel of Habal. Do you have to be concerned with that? You have to be concerned with that. After all, there's a likelihood she will not be an islandess. There's probably a likelihood that it will be Kedushei Taos if she is an islandess. No. That there is a possibility of an unusual combination, Nimtzis islandess and Kibel, and therefore that is problematic. You know what that possibility is called? At best, no? That's called a Sfeik Sfeika. That's called a Sfeik Sfeika. And would it really be the case that the Makom Sfeik Sfeika, we would say, Eino Misyabenes? Eino Misyabenes. You know what the answer is, according to Rabbeinu Avram? Yes, That's exactly the sugya of Samach Aleph. If you can construe a sfeik sfeika, you know what? Cheshinan, cheshinan. And a sfeik sfeika requires birur, requires birur. So if there is a safek, islandess or not, you know what the answer would be? Let's see. Let's see if she's an islandess. Let's see if she is not an islandess. That has to be resolved. And the great Yiddish, the resolution is necessary, even though this is considered to be a sfeik sfeika. If other Rishonim will disagree and say that's not true, that's not true. That remote positive sfeik sfeika is not a reason to say do not do the mitzvah of Yibum, then you understand very well why they did not give this teretz. Not just simply because is there a way to work this out with the Tosef, the Minei Ovei, the whole assumption that I'm going to say put the brakes on, don't do Yibum because of a possibility of a sfeik sfeika. Who indeed says that that's true? And maybe that's exactly Rabbi Natan. Although Rabbi Natan admits that his teretz, in a certain sense, was weaker because it was no kinta. But he didn't give the universal teretz because that would involve birur of a sfeik sfeika. Possibly that could imply that, you know what, Rabbi Natan says, if that was the shash, we're not going to be concerned with that. We're not going to hold evil because of birur of a sfeik sfeika. And you know what? You look in Rabbi Natan time and time and time again, this is exactly the shita of Rabbi Natan. Exactly the shita of Rabbi Natan. So we start to discuss the sitting suvas and the beis. Rashi writes the whole takana of the silanesis is driven by a case of sfeik sfeika. It's driven by a case of sfeik sfeika. All of a sudden, the Baal discovers that she is a ba'ula, she is not a basula, and therefore, you know what? Perhaps she's a surah habal. What's the typical case? A normal issue. A normal age of a girl. She's marrying Israel. In order for her to be Asur al Baal, you know what that means? Number one, it means that she had to have been an Eishes Ishizimsa after Erisin. You know what that means after Erisin? Tachto, while she was married to him. Number two, it means she had to do so with Rotsom. It can't be a case of Ones. The only way she's Asur al Baal is A, Tachto, and B, Baratsom. That's a Sfeik Sfeika. But Rashi understands the whole sugya. Is enochinami, it is a sfeik sfeika. But sarich levar, and that's the takana of Islanesis and Ravi, facilitating birur in order to resolve what would otherwise be a sfeik sfeika. How do you resolve the sfeik sfeika? Very, very simply. Shema yavo eidim. The kola is going to get out that, you know what, ooh, there was an issue here with this marriage. Maybe eidim can come that can weigh in. What does weigh-in mean? Oh, we have two moving parts, no? One moving part is when, no? Tachta veno tachta. Another moving part. How did this happen, no? Was the bonus of Eretz? Eidim are going to weigh in. Fascinating issue. What are they going to weigh in? What exactly are they going to weigh in? If they can weigh in on everything, I understand. Wow. They're going to weigh in on tachta, they're going to weigh in on onus and ratzah. Okay, that's true. A fascinating issue. This is a node of Yehuda, Simon Zion. Let's say they will kind of say the following. You know what? We're going to weigh in. We remember when this happened. We remember, this happened years ago, before Emerson. That's helpful. That's onus and ratzah. You know what they were going to say? We have no clue, no? We can just tell you that this is when that event occurred. That's a fascinating issue. No? You have a sfeik sfeika, and the process of birur will be mevarer, one of the sfeikos. Is that called sarach levarer? To be mevarer one of the sfeikos, to render it as a sfeika d'arais l'chumra, as opposed to a sfeik sfeika. Usually when we think of birur, you know what birur means? We're going to resolve the whole issue. We can weigh in on everything. Maybe here we can weigh in on everything. The Eidim are going to come and supply all the information. Taftav, ain't taftav, and onus and ratzah. But fascinating, we'll see, this is a very critical point. What happens if there's no way in the world the Eidim or the Birur can resolve both sefikos? It can only resolve a single sefik. That we'll have to see. But Rashi learns the sugi clearly. We're talking about two sefikos, and guess what? It was a takana safami in order to facilitate Birur of a sefika. And Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Ksuvas Tesma base. That cannot be. If that really was the concern, you know what? We would not have instituted Takana of Basilinesi Sem Rabbi in order to Mevara Seik Seika. What do you mean? We don't have to be chayish for a seg seker. You're not going to have a takana that lends itself to bir a seg seker. It must mean that we're talking about a case where there's a single suffix, a single suffix. What are cases of a single suffix? An ishus kohen. When it comes to an ishus kohen, she's asur habal, even in a case of onis, nivul l'pasulah. So there's only one suffix, tachta v'nein tachta. Oh, that's a single suffix. That requires bir. That's a single suffix. No? Or, for example, it's a case of an Eishes Yisrael, but you know what? The Kedushin was done al yedei Avia when she was very young. Kodim shehigia, no, before she reached the age of being Ruya Levia. You know what that means? Obviously, it was tapped up. The only moving part is, was it Bat Ratsa? Was it not Bat Ratsa? Okay. In a single suffix, that you must be Mavarer. But the Shita of Rabbi Yotam is that not if it's a Seika. But you know what? The Sula Nisi Rebbe applies to all women. All women. So what do you mean? In Achinami. It applies to all women as a low plug. But what is the machayiv? What is the cause? What is the basis of the takana? Oh, so Rashi says very simply, the basis of the takana is the robe. The robe where it's a regular Eishes Yisrael. Wow, so the basis of the takana is a sveik seika. Rabbi Natan says there would never be a takana because of the case of sveik seika. It must be because of a single suffix. You know what you'll tell me? That's only a meal. That's only a meal. Eishes Kohen or Chusami Gimel. That's only a meal. You know what? No. You know what? Kulachad Zerihi. That is the cause of the Takana as a low flow. Kohan Hashim. Kusilos Nisarabi. You know what's unusual about that? Rabbi Kivager, Kusilos Dafes. A low flow in such a direction where your goes there, the robe up to the meal. Usually low flow works in the opposite. In the opposite way. You know what? There's something that really concerns us, and that is very prevalent, but you know what? The takana will cover all cases. Here we're talking about, ooh, a meal of, but as a low plug, we're going to be osa the robe, osa the robe. But I'll tell you the following. This is the chiddush of Rabbi Natan. Wow. Ksuvah dafes, ksuvah dafes, that sveik sveik does not require bearer. You know what I will tell you? This is Rabbi Natan, Yivamos dafes. No? We'll make a list at the end of the year. What are all the parallels between Ksuvah dafes and Yivamos dafes? No? So you have to add this one to the list also. No? Oh, these are Rabbi Natan's examples of no bearer when it comes to a case of a sveik sveika. And that's against the Rosh. Where the Rosh writes explicitly, that you know what? That a sveik sveika requires bearer. That's a Rashba in Chulin Adap Nevav Mebeis, and a Rashba in Chulin Adap Nun Gimel Amin Aleph. Push comes to shove, but push comes to shove. We're going to be matir as fake seika. But you know what? You have to do your due diligence. You have to do your due diligence. That the case, the Rashba discusses, Nun Gimel, you have a whole corral worth of animals, and all of a sudden a lion enters the pen, and the Doras. We see that the lion attacked an animal. And all of a sudden, you know what? An animal was taken out, and the shechita was done. You know what? There were many, many animals that were there. The Rosh writes, that should be a case of a sveik sveika. Number one, who says the animal that shachut b'faneinu was the animal that encountered the lion? Number two, afilu in timtzi lomar doras, maybe lo keneged hacholo. Who says that their encounter resulted in rendering that animal was shachut, a treifa? So chances are a sveik sveika, you have to treat it as a treifa. The Rashba writes, you're right, there's a sveik sveika, but guess what? Sarif levarir. You have to be levarir. You can't just simply throw a svaris and say, what is the chance of? Who says there was ever an encounter? Even if there was an encounter, who says the encounter with the lion resulted in the type of drisa that means you're a treifa? But you know what? Sarif levarir. So you know what now? Pick up the pieces and see, indeed, whether A, whether B. The Rashba writes that this is a yesod, that a sveik sveika is subject to birur, subject to birur. When you look in Shulchan Aruch, simon kuf yud of yardeya, that's a simon sveik sveika. If you look at the Gaon, in Sikot and Lamed Ches, the Gaon quotes, ooh, the sheet of the Rashba, the sveik sveika requires birur, and guess what the Gaon tells us? This is against the sheet of the Rosh and Rabbi Natan. The sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, the sheet of the Ras, is that's not true. Wow. And where exactly was this Rabbeinu Tam? Oh, the Gon writes, Avodah Zardaf Lamaches. Oh. There the Gemara discusses the following case. Let's assume that you have oil. that the oil was boiled by a guy. The oil was boiled up. Al yedei Akum, al yedei Armai. Okay, the Gemara says, oil you can use as is. It doesn't have to be cooked. That's not a question of bishlakum. But what about the following issue? The following issue. The guy went ahead and cooked up and boiled up this oil. What is there any concern that, you know, the pot was a treif pot, and it was no seitam, and therefore, it's nesar. Not because of bishlakum, it's nechal kon shulchai. But maybe it has a tam of iser. Oh, sotosus, lamaches, lamaches, ramaskali, quotes Rabbi Natan. You don't have to be concerned. First, stam, kalim, shal, alkum are considered to be in a binyomo. And therefore, you don't have to be concerned that the pot was immediately used. And then Tosus writes the following. And even if nishtam shuba bovayom, and if you tell me that was true, you know what? Who says that that which what was used for would have rendered the tam of Issen? There are certain things that become pogum miad. Dvash, pogum miad. Oh, so that's a sphinx veka. And therefore, it's mutter. If you take a look at the Rush, and that's sugya, but azara, perak beis, similar to hay. You're concerned that there might be a certain type of tam. Velita mekrela. You know what? Why don't you ask a guy to taste it and see if there's any tam? No? There's a way to be mevarer. La halacha, we can just declare that, you know what? There is no tam. And take that oil and just cook with it. Why don't you take the oil as is the end and let a non-Jew go ahead and taste it? And the non-Jew will tell you whether they're... Ooh, this really tastes very good because you know what? That this is oil, which I hear, you know, that it has an aroma, it has the taste, it has the, you know. Oh, you know what the Rush writes? No need. This is a sfeika sfeika. And a sfeika sfeika does not require any form of birur. Birur at all? Well, that's what that Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah discussed in Siman Kuf Yud. You know, all of a sudden, you see, an oath, la'achar shtita, that's what the Ramah discusses, in Kuf Yud Tes, that it has a broken wing. You know what the Ramah says? That's a case of a sfeik-seika, no? That's a case of a sfeik-seika. Good, I see it has a broken wing, but you know what? How do you know that was the case, what was alive? That's very prevalent, no? You know, in all of our factories, you know, they'll do shtita, and then they'll put in a machine that takes off the feathers. You know, that's a pretty heavy machine. You know, that machine itself is capable of breaking a bone. So when I go ahead and see now a bone is broken, you know what? Who says that was the condition that the oath is in while it was alive? Oh, so you know what? There's a suffering through all my rights. Now, when did that break occur? Before the shtita or after the shtita? Wow. And then even if I see that, you know what, okay, the wing is broken, but who says the break was so significant that it resulted in the oath being a treifa? Who says that it pierced a vital organ? Maybe it was only a superficial break. So that's what the Ramah writes. That, you know what, if you don't know whether the break was mechaim el hachamis, and we don't even know whether the break resulted in nikra hareya, that, you know, it pierced the lung. It was only very, very superficial. You can be matir mikoach sfeik sfeika. You can be matir mikoach sfeik sfeika. Oh, so the Shach immediately writes, not according to the Rashba. The Shach writes immediately according to the Rashba. The Rashba is sfeik sfeika, tzarek levaya. Tzarek levaya, do your due diligence. And fascinating here, what's the due diligence? Can you be mevarer whether it was Michaim al Khamisa? Let's assume not. No? Let's assume. You're going to pull out the video camera. You're going to see whether it was now or not. You know what biru would mean? Well, let's take a look. Let's internally check the organs and see if they're peers. That's not fascinating. The biru is only going to resolve one suffix, not the other suffix. No? It's only going to resolve the suffix of, was this internal or was this superficial? It's not going to resolve the suffix of Michaim la Khamisa. Oh, but the Kiddush HaShach points out that, you know what? that according to the Rashba, you have to mevaras feitzveika, and one should be mevaras feitzveika to reduce it to a single safek, and then sveika daraisa lechomer. Wow. Even though the beer is considered incomplete. And that's what that Noda Beyuda objects to. No? That Noda Beyuda in Erdayan, Simon and Zion, where the Noda Beyuda writes, even if you say beer is necessary, you know what? Beer is necessary where you can resolve the doubt. But at the end of the day, you have to live with doubt. So in such a case, maybe there's no chiyuv to reduce the sveika to a single something. Fascinating, no? But for us, Rabbi Natam Shita, beer is not necessary. Beer is not necessary. Wow. So that's Rabbi Natam here in our sugya. Whoa. That's Rabbi Natam. Suva stafes. That's Rabbi Natam. And a bodhisattva flamenches. That beer is not necessary when it comes to a sveika. And guess what? This is Rabbi Natam. Beis and not gimel. Four Rabbeinu Tams. Wow. That a sveika does not require beer. The Brisa Maseches Beis Daf Gimel Beis discusses the following case. You have a Beis Shanot. A Beis Shanot. That's an opening mission, no? A Beis Shanot is Asura. Asura. And lays an egg. Ganyante. Sveika. It's a suffix. I walk into the coop and I see an egg that's laid. I don't know whether it's late on Yantar, that's a Beis Shanoda. Maybe it's late Erev Yantar. I only enter the coop now. Sveikasur. Wow. Then the Brisa continues. Line one, Beis Shanoda Asura. Line two, Sveikasur. Line three. The Imnis Arva Be'elef Kulan Asur. And all of a sudden now it's thrown into a big pile. Kulan Asur. Vadai, Safek, Taruvas. Good? All those cases are us. Wow. Vadai, Safek, Taruvas. Yeah, that's a Kiddush. Our rule. Oh, the word says, we're doing a Dovrshesh Matirin. No, Dovrshesh Matirin. And you know what the cloud of Dovrshesh Matirin is? That why should I be Matir today? No? That's a Rashi, simply Rashi. No? Bisr Tokhano Behet. What are you relying on a kula today? Just be patient. Wait till Yantif is over, and the whole issue of Muktzah is going to resolve itself. Why rely on any kula, any hachra today, where this is going to be paka? If you have a question of an avela treifa, you know what, this is an Yisraelim, you have to weigh in. Why weigh in? Tomorrow the whole issue is going to resolve itself. So Beit HaShanolda, well, that's Asura. Sveika Asura. Nisarva, Kulan Asura. Ooh, a very fundamental focus. Line three. Im Nisarva. If it, because in Tamil, what is it? Line one or line two? You know what line one is? You have a Beis HaShanolda Asura. Im Nisarva, Kulan Asura. Okay. A Beis HaShanolda Rishesh Matinim. And a filo be'elef lobatim. Good. So in his arkul asuros, or she argue the following. No. There's a progression. A beis shanolda asura. Step one. Step two. Sveika asura. Step three. The sveika shenis arva. Kulan asuros. Whoa, that's a real chumrah. A sveika shenis arva kulan asuros. Sveika shenisarva. You know what I would call that? I would call that Dover Sheishma. That's a sveik seika. I don't even know what the status of this Beitza is. No? And I don't even know where in the world this Beitza is. No? Nisarva. I don't know what. I don't know where. Isn't that a sveik seika? And if that's how you read the Braisa, whoa. Sveika asura shenisarva. Even that is asura. You know what that's telling you? A sveik is usher in the case of a Dorosheish Matirin. Because in Dorosheish Matirin, what do you have to rely on? Kulas of Akhra. Just wait a few hours. You know what? And guess what? The whole issue of Nolud is going to resolve itself. Oh, Tosus. Basic Gimel Beis. Ramaska Vacheros. Rabbein Atam. Nisarva Be'elef. Isser Atzmokai. Rabbein Atam. Line 3, Nisarva, is going back to line 1. Avada Beis Shoshni Sarva. That's a single suffix. But a Sveika Shoshni Sarva. A Sveika Shoshni Sarva. Why in the world? That's already a Sveika. Well, in a Sveika, there is no chumrah of the Rosh Hashanah material. Well, that's pretty heavy. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. And that's Poshup Shat, the Rambam shita as well. Because even though the Brice is not so clear, like 1, 2, and 3, when you look in the Rambam, the Rambam quotes it like Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam writes, you have a Beza Shanoda, and the Rambam writes, a Filu Nisarva, a Sukkah and a Suros. Oh, the Magen Mishnah points out. The Rambam quotes the Brice as a Vadai Shanisarva, not a case of a Suffix Shanisarva. Oh, because the Rambam assumes that Suffix Shanisarva is considered to be, whoa, a Sfeika Sfeika. And that's not true, that's not true. Oh, and you know who quotes the Eish Cholkin? Guess what? The Rashba. The Rashba based in Afimel Beis. The Rashba based in Afimel Beis, not necessarily, and this is very, very heavy. No, these are today's in Shulchan Aruch. Again, Sim Kufiud. That's a Sfeik Sfeika Sim. What's the halacha of a Sfeik Sfeika when it comes to a Dorosh Hashematim? Do I assume it's okay? Do I assume it's not okay? And if you'd ask me what that machlokas is, I will tell you very simply as follows. You know what the yesod of the Dorosh Hashanah Tirin is? Especially in the case of Suffolk. Suffolk! You know what the issue is? Ashitach leno be'isr toch leno be'et. Why rely on a kula today when you know what? Everything is going to resolve itself. So I ask you a pretty heavy issue. Reliance on a fake sake, is that really considered to be a kula? Is that considered to be a kula? See, one way to understand why a Sfeik Sfeika is muteris, I say the following. You know what? That's midine hachra. Midine hachra. You know what? We're faced with a situation. Okay, there's certain unknowns. How is it that one is machriya? So, for various reasons, I'll be machriya that a Sfeik Sfeika is lukula. A Sfeik Sfeika is lukula. That's one possibility. A hachra, which is considered to be lakula. Why exactly is that true? You know, that was the first piece in Shishmaitza, no? Why is it that it's fake sake? Why is it that indeed we are machriya lakula? Machriya lakula. You know, there is a Rambam. The Rambam knows Tumas Meis, Tesya Beis. That's where the Rambam writes, fake a daraisa lachumra is only a dindrama. Whoa. So that's the Sheis Maitzah discusses. This is a Prima Gadim, a Ginas Rade, it's a Minches. That really is true. So a Sfeik Sfeik is a Safeik Ramana. And Sfeik Ramana is considered to be Lakula. Or maybe the simple reason, Sfeik Sfeik is Midin Ro. A Sfeik Sfeik is Midin Ro. And if you have a Sfeik Sfeik, okay, so push comes to shove. Push comes to shove. You know what? We'll assume that Achre Rabin Lahatos. Who says Sfeik Sfeik is Midin Ro? That's another Rashi. That's a Rashba, the Shubas a Rashba, and Chelak Aleph, and Sin Tav Aleph. For the Rashba, you know what a Sfeik is? Row. You have to pile together Sfeikos. What's the likelihood of that? So a Sfeik is going to be allowed because of Akhir Adam Atos. That's like a fascinating issue. What's driving? That's that famous Rashba. Sfeik is Medin Ro. Sfeik is Medin Ro. I'll have to see what that means exactly. But okay. You know another way of understanding how indeed that's true? I will tell you the following, that a Sfeik Sfeika is not at all midine hachra. It's not at all midine hachra. I will tell you the following. Doesn't there come a point where you say that this is below the radar? That this is not something you have to be concerned with? Maybe one could argue, it's a foolish and Gemara, and given that, hey, even Rabbi Meir, this Chayish Lamiyuta, Yibama Samachalit, every meal in the world, Chad Min Yelef. No, you know what? If something is a Miyuta de Miyuta, even Rabbi Meir is not going to argue a Chayish Lamiyuta. There comes a point in time where I'm going to say that, you know what? There isn't even a Leda Sasafi. There isn't even a Leda Sasafe. Wow. Those are two very different ways of understanding Sfeik Sfeika. Either Midine Hachra, or put it fancy, Sfeik Sfeika is Monea the Leda Sasafe. It's not even considered to be a Safe. You know, some possibilities are so remote that you know what?
You don't even have to. Wow, that's pretty heavy. So perhaps that's the machlokas if it's Tzara Kavaria. If you're telling me it's a kulam idinei hapra, you know what? I can sort this out. If the Torah is weighing in on Sfeik Sfeik and saying, you don't have to be concerned with that. You know what? Rabbi Natan, you don't have to be concerned with that even by Makom She'ev Shalavara. In Makom She'ev Shalavara. Or I'll tell you another nafkamin Rabbi Natan, a Dover Sheish Matirin. The whole Svar of Dover Sheish Matirin is, why rely on a kula today? Tonight, everything will be resolved. You know, is that reliance on a kula? Of assuming something is a Sfeik Sfeika? If it's Monea Belena Sasafek, ooh, Mamish Lashita Asek. No? That Rabbi Natan, that it's Mutter Nador Sheishon Atir. And the Rabbi Natan, that Eno Sarah Kavarer. And therefore, Bir is not necessary. It's not necessary at all. That's a very, very heavy, heavy issue. Heavy issue. And if you assume like the Rashba, then what do you mean? The Sarah Kavarer. And therefore, not to be Mavarer, no. And if I'll just wait, you know, it's already afternoon. In 2 hours, this is going to be mutter. Why would you be reckless and rely on the Sfeik Sfeika? Just wait patiently, and the issue will resolve itself. Maybe that's part of the machlokas. Part of the machlokas. Oh, not so simple. And not for now, but you know, we have a cloud. Sefek brachos lalka. No, sefek brachos lalka. You sefek don't make a bracha. Don't take a chance. Don't risk. You know, my bracha shenos rita. What if something is a sfeik? It's a sfeik. Can you make a bracha of a makom sfeik? Can you make a bracha of a makom sfeik? You'll come over afterwards. No, Mishmur discussed this in 5 places. No, a bracha and a makom sfeik. And guess what? Steers in Mishmur. Steers in Mishmur. Yes. No. In 4 of the 5 Mishmur writes, you make a bracha and a sfeik. In one place, Mishra writes, don't make a bracha, it's a Sfeik Sfeika. Why would you risk it? Yeah, come afterwards, it gets heavy, you know, like, the most common cases are tough tests, no? You know, halachas that, you know, like Mishra says, that's a din Sfeik Sfeika. You know, a guy didn't come, sir at night, he comes during the day, can he continue to come the next day with the bracha? Mishra, of course, because you know what? Maybe if you miss a day entirely, he can still continue to come. Tosos. And maybe your Sfir Bayom is considered to be counting. So you know you have a Sfeik Sfeik and Dini Brachos. Maybe I was Yotze by counting during the day, and even Tinsu Lam, I'm not Yotze, but who says if you miss a day you can't count? Tosa says you continue to count. And therefore, wow, continue to count with the Bracha. Continue to count with the Bracha. That's Mishabu writes in Tav Pei Tes, it's a Kot Memeh. Or the Mishabu writes, let's assume for example, I really can't remember, you know, whether I counted or didn't count. I really don't know. I really don't know. You know, like, okay, Mishabu writes, that's a Sfeik Sfeika, no? Maybe it did count, and even if you missed, maybe you can continue to count. So continue to count with the bracha. Oh, I counted the very end of the day, Ben HaShemashos. You know what? Maybe Ben HaShemashos is Yom, and therefore, that was a good counting, and even if not, maybe Mishabu allows even comes to Sfira Somer, as an example. Yeah, but that's not a consistent sign. But you know what I would say, the lundus is the following. Maybe the cycles are different. You have to look at every suffix. What are the odds? What are the chances? What is the likelihood? But if you're telling me that this is only dinei achra, you're going out on a limb, you're taking a risk, maybe it's not worth the risk of a bracha shel tzricha. Maybe it's not worth that risk. You know, Pashup Shad Rama, bracha shel tzricha is nesedaraisa. Why are you taking it? But if I'm going to tell you, the halacha says, you don't have to worry about the risk. That's not Ushmartim on Tam Shoseicha. Ooh, let's see the Sidney Vamos now. What risks are a person allowed to take? Shomer Psoim Hashem. Everything in life is a risk. Everything in life. You walk outside, it's a risk. You know what? Why didn't you come to davening this? So I walk outside, that's a shomer. I could, you know, I decided to stay in. You know, like, you know what I'll tell you? That's a risk you're allowed to take, no? That's a Sugni Vamos. That's a Shomer Psoim Hashem risk, no? You know what? What's the threshold? Maybe Sfeik Sfeika is not considered to be. Those are very heavy, heavy issues, no? But this is amazing. This is Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Lashitasi, in four places. The Rashba writes not for now, but that Rashba in Beitza just introduces another factor, which is fascinating. Maybe this is not called a Sfeik Sfeika, because in that case, where you have an egg, I don't know if it's a Beis HaShinov. And this Arva,
The Rashi Rashi throws out alumnus and Bahashar Zil Gemara. They're not comparable sefers. One sefek is a sefek echa begufa. What is the status of the egg? The other is sefek echa betaruvos. What's the location of the egg? The Rashi writes, you know what? You can't combine those sefers. You can't combine those sefers. Wow. You can't combine a sefek echa begufa, a sefek echa betaruvos. If I, for example, would do this, it falls into pile A, and then I take one egg from pile A and put it into pile B, well, that's a sefek echa. Egg to A to B. They're both a sefek echa betaruvos. But if here you have that case, the Rashi writes, maybe I wouldn't call it a sefek echa at all. Rabbi Natan calls it a sefek echa, and Rabbi Natan says, you don't have to worry about such a sefek echa. No? Oh, I'm going to tell you, that fits in. That fits in very, very well. Wow, wow. Okay, these are the two terutzim so far. Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Natan. Oh, the ritzva nasim. Quotes the third teretz. Oh, also b'shem Rabbi Natan. Third teretz b'shem Rabbi Natan. And this is pretty fascinating. Now, the ritzva writes the following. Let's take a look more carefully at that sugya andaf in Beizamah. Ravasi says, Saras Islandis Asur. Saras Islandis Asur. That's the base of my life. Ravasi says, Saras Islandis Asur. Why? Well, the Pasuk says, Asher Teile. Asher Teile is Prat Lioness. So you have a case of Eishasach, where there's no mitzvah of evil. Eishasach, no mitzvah of evil. That's Arayos. That's Arayos. So therefore, it's a Tzaras Erva. It's a Tzaras Erva of Eishasach. And we're going to have to spend a lot of time now. When can Eishes Ach be the Isser Erva that's responsible for of Tzur Tzaros? Okay. Usually we're used to, there's another. Two brothers married to a sister. The Chosisha is responsible. But here, in the case of Islandis, very, very simply, now, Eishes Ach, Shlomo Makom Mitzvah, and therefore Tzaras Asur. So, the Gemara asks obvious question. It's against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that Mitzvah Sinus are Saint Mutaros. How can Rav Asi say Tzaraserv is Asura? How in the world can it possibly be? That's where the Gemara says there's a big difference. When Rav Asi said that Tzaraserv is Asura, you know what he's talking about? Hikir Bavikibel. If Hikir Bavikibel, it is not Kedushitos, and now you have a wife where there is no mitzvah of Yibum, there's Nisr Veshasach, there's a Ptur Tzaras. You can't say that's Kedushei Tos. The Mishnah of Nimtzei Silenis. That's a case of Lohikirba. Lohikirba is Kedushei Tos. Okay, very good. Well, that's the basis of Rabbi Natan. Good. Rava disagrees. Rava says, incredible, no. La'olam. When our Mishnah says Saras Islandus Mutaros, you know what it means? It means Saras Islandus Mutaros. It doesn't mean in this case yes, in that case no. It means Saras Islandus Mutaros. In all cases. What does in all cases mean? You ready for this? Even Hikirba. Wow. The guy gets married. He says, you know what? This is going to be an everlasting marriage. Even if it turns out, you know, islandess. Nonetheless, it's not Kedushei Tos. Hikirba. Okay. That's not Kedushei Tos. That means they're married. Oh, that's a problem, no? It means you have a wife, but there's no mitzvah of Yibum. No, Rava says, even in such a case, Saras Islandus Mutaris. Mutter. Our Mishnah even applies that case as well. I didn't understand that example. What do you mean? There's an Isser Veshasach, an Isser Erva. Why doesn't that entail Saras Erva? How can Rava say that Saras Islandus is Mutaris, even in a case of Hikirba? How could that possibly be? Oh, so Rava says the following Kiddush. You know what? Whoa. The Torah says, Bahaya Bechor Asher Tele. Bahaya Bechor Asher Tele. You know what Asher Tele means? Prat Lainis. You know what that means? That an islandess is mufkas from Yibum Lagamre. An islandess isn't even considered to be part of the club. You know, a person dies and he has five wives. They're all part of the club of Zika. Now, they're all zakuk liyavam. All of a sudden, it turns out that there's one wife that is an islandess. Oh, I would have said Eshesav, Torisaros. No. What do you mean that the only time you say that's true is if, in principle, this woman is nofelis the yibum, but there's something which is nilches machmas erva. She would have been a kenet for yibum, not for the fact that there's a separatist or erva. Here, she's an islandess. She is excluded from. When we view the halachos of yibum, you know what? You think he has five wives? He only has four wives. Because the islandess is not part of that club, not part of that group. I'll give you a mashal, which might be more than a mashal. You know, we have a principal who, Makos Dafe, you have a group of Edim, and one of the Edim turns out to be Posel. You know what the halacha is? Nimtz Efer Kova Posel, Edusam Tela, bounce the whole group. Let me ask you the following question. Bezdin, all these people come and testify, and you know what? Bezdin looks and says, you, you're a cheresh, and you're a shota, and you're a katan, and you're an eved, you're an isha, you're an akum, no? Out of the seventh case, you're a baldover, no? You throw all them out. There are 100 eidim. You know what the there's no halacha of nimse echad kro posa dusa v'teila when it comes to a cheresh, shota, v'katan, eved, isha, akum, baldover. They're not part of the kat. They're not edim. They're not royal edus. An ed posel, we assume nimsef of karl posel, just on the tailor. If you're not part of the club, you're not part of the group, you're not part of the chativ achas, there's no such halacha. You have 10 edim, one turns to be a guy, guess what? He's out. The other nine are good. What do you mean? Nimsef karl posel, you're not part of the kat of. You know what the lumbus is? Cher, shotav, akata, eved, ishakum. That's a hafkos ha'idus. That's not a psul. A psul ha'idus. That's the chiddush that Rabbi says about an islandess. The pasuk goes out of its way and it says, Asher tevet prat islandess, meaning you have no ranking in Yibum. You're not no fellas in Yibum. And therefore, whoa. So, hikirba. But that has no bearing on other tsaros whatsoever. And therefore, Rabbi Shita, tsaros islandess mutaris. So that's a huge machlokas between Rav Asi and Rav. What happens in a case of Hikirba? What happens in a case of Hikirba? Oh, Rav Asi says, Hikirba, the Kibel, Tsaras Asu. And Rav disagrees and says, even Hikirba, you're not part of the club. You're not part of the Zika. And therefore, Muteris. Is there a focus with Rav Asi and Rava? Absolutely. What's the machlokas Hikirba? Let me ask you the following question. Is there any machlokas Rav and Rav Asi in a case of Lo Hikirba? That's pretty heavy, no? Is there any machlokas between Rav and Rav Asi in a case of Lo Hikirba? Rav Asi says in a case of Lo Hikirba, that's who she does. What does Rava say? In a case of Lohikirba. Tsarasas Mutar. If I were to ask Rava, why in a case of Lohikirba wouldn't you assume Tsarasas Mutaras? Why would we assume that's true? Would Rava give me this fancy lumdus? With my mashal of Edus? Maybe yes. Maybe no. Maybe Rava would say the following. If it's a case of Lohikirba, that's a non-starter. That's what Dushay tells. My whole fancy lumdus, you have to be part of the kat, otherwise not, is only in a case of Hikirba, Hikirba Kibel. In a case of Lo Hikirba, I love Rav Asi, no? What Rav Asi says is absolutely true. In a case of Lo Hikirba, Kedushei Taos, we only are fighting about Hikirba. Or could one suggest the following? No. According to Rava, you're not even a Kenefim whatsoever. Who says Rava agrees that Islandess is Kedushei Taos? Who says Rav even agrees to that yourself? Rava, who says there's never yibum when it comes to Islandess whatsoever, and there's never a Ptur Tsaros. Because he's not part of the kat, that woman, not part of the... So, is there any hechrek to assume that Rava would agree, wow, that
Animus is Kedushay Talis. Vasi is Mufurish. Animus is Kedushay Talis. Lohika is Kedushay Talis. Does Rebbe disagree with that? That's the Ritva for Shem Rabbeinu Tam. There is no indication that Rebbe would admit that Animus is Kedushay Talis. You know another way of expressing this? This is unbelievable. Let's forget about evil. Forget about your infinite time beings. Well, that's all right. Okay, you know, according to Rava, not evil. In a case of Lohikirba, do you need a get? Well, forget about evil. A guy marries a person, and it turns out she's an ayman, it's Lohikirba. Do you need a get? According to Rava, I say, of course you don't need a get. That's Kudushay Talos. According to Rava, do you need a get? And guess what? There are 3 days in Rishonim. 3 days in Rishonim, I'll leave it to Rava. You know what the answer could be? The Ritva, yes, mid Ravana. The Tosas can't be combined off your base. Yes, me something. The view of the Ramban, you need to get me Daraisa, because according to Rava, Ayanis is not Kudushay Talos. Wow. Oh, that's what you call the name of the Rabbi Natan. Oh, so that's true. That's the concern of some Achalim. Shemetimat Zalinis, which according to Rabbi is not the Kedushay Talis. All right, so take a look at this now. That's very heavy. That my focus. Daf Yabez, Mitzvah Shemunah.